Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalu Tani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the mantra of the government is reform, perform, and transform. He said that the Indian economy grew by 90% in the last 10 years, while the world economy grew by 35% during the same period. Addressing the Economic Times World Leaders Forum in New Delhi yesterday, Modi said, "This sustainable growth will continue in the future as well." The Prime Minister noted that people are witnessing the country's achievements and are full of confidence. He mentioned that India has often performed better than predictions and peers. Modi emphasized that his government is committed to good governance. He also said that in the past 10 years, 25 crore people have been lifted out of poverty. The Prime Minister added that the intentions of his government are more firm in the third term. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has asserted that clean energy is not just another option, but the only option. He said that without clean energy, the world will face the challenge of survival and struggle for a sustainable future. The Vice President was addressing scientists, faculty members and students of the Council of Scientific and Industrial Research, Indian Institute of Petroleum, Dehradun, Uttarakhand yesterday. Dhankar said that the world is currently facing unprecedented challenges such as climate change, biodiversity loss, and the depletion of natural resources. He emphasized the need for collective efforts to address these issues, which require comprehensive action. Union Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that the government will launch a new scheme to help set up a sustainable electronics component ecosystem in the country. Addressing the ET World Leader Forum in New Delhi yesterday, Vaishnaw said that more than 99% of all mobile phones used in India are being manufactured domestically. He said that this year, Apple will manufacture its latest model in India. Vaishnaw further said that the government's approach is to democratize technology by ensuring that big tech does not have a monopoly over it. Nagaland Power Department has informed that some technical fault developed in the 66 by 33 kV 10 MVA power transformer on Friday at 66 by 33 kV Twensang substation under Transmission Division Mogokchung. In this, the department said that power supply to Twensang, Noklak and Shamator districts has been disrupted, while it is making all possible arrangements to rectify the problem. In this regard, the department has informed that an emergency arrangement has been put in place to supply power to the affected areas from the existing 5 MVA transformer, for which there will be imposition of frequent load restrictions till the 10 MVA power transformer is fully restored and charged. Therefore, the department has urged the consumers to bear with the inconveniences as the department is making best efforts in resolving the issue at the earliest. In sports, Indian shooter Rubina Francis won bronze in the women's 10-meter air pistol SH1 final qualification round in the Paralympic Games yesterday. Rubina secured India's fourth medal in shooting at the 17th Summer Paralympic Games. The 25-year-old shooter from Madhya Pradesh scored a total of 211.1 to finish third in the final, and Northeast United FC defeated Mohun Bagan Super Giant 4-3 on penalties to win the 2024 Durian Cup trophy yesterday. The final match went to penalties, with Northeast United FC winning their first ever club trophy. A total of 5 Wushu fighters were selected by the Nagaland Wushu Association, NWA, to represent the state at the upcoming 33rd Senior National Wushu Championship to be held in Dehradun, Uttarakhand from 21st to 26th September. The selection trial was held in Sovima Village, Mukedima District yesterday. The players representing the state are Vipu Jumomi in the 52 kg category, Manko T. Konyak in the 56 kg category, Nupa Kiho in the 60 kg category, Lichon Tang Odio in the 65 kg category, and Yoto Chizo in the 70 kg category. The team will be led by Nizovotyo Kuso as the team coach, R.K. Shanti Kumar Singh as the assistant coach, and Ajove Resu as the team manager of the state team. They will now undergo intensive training at the Combat Academy before departing for Dehradun. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.